Welcome to Strong Communities, where we are growing together through strengths. Today we're going to talk about developing the significance talent and how this makes relationships much stronger. People with this talent naturally gravitate to people and environments where long-term and legacy matters. For example, they need others to recognize them as successful. They need to be perceived as an authority wherever they go. They need space to work on what they think is most important. They need the freedom to decide how to tackle a project for maximum impact. They need to come into any organization or group with legacy building as their main goal. They need to attach their name to crucial, bigger contributions to the world. They need to innovate and gift the world new things. They need to inspire others to excel, and they need to have other high performers around them to team up with. All these conditions are great for developing this talent and making it bloom naturally with the least amount of effort. But what happens when people with significance are thrown into different situations? How can they keep developing their talents no matter the environment? They can start by breaking away from the talent's bias and asking themselves the following questions. Am I really giving this advice to better my loved one's life or just to feed my ego? Do I measure my success by people impacted or by materialistic possessions? Am I forcing my loved ones to follow my every word as orders? Am I talking over others to feel important? Am I taking credit for my loved one's achievements and discrediting their contributions? Thanks for listening, and let's keep building those strong communities together.